As we bent our heads in prayer, I glanced down and saw that beads of dew, left by the wet grass at the side of the churchyard path, where I had strayed for a moment to look at an old tombstone, glistened on my polished black shoes. The shoes were new, as was the dark grey suit I now wore, purchased in anticipation of my going up to Oxford in a few months' time. The decision to buy the suit had been brought forward a little due to the importance of the occasion, the memorial service for my Uncle Roland. Roland Fryan was my father's older brother. From this day on, my father would become head of our rather eccentric and dispersed family. If he chose to, he would be entitled to call himself Charles Fryan of Fryan Court, a feudal title dating back to the 15th century, to which the family, if nobody else, attached great importance. Roland, genealogist and historian, had been cremated earlier in the day. The urn containing his ashes, no doubt still warm, nestled on a table garlanded with lilies, whose heavy scent filled the church. I felt no particular grief at my uncle's death. I had hardly known him, as we had lived abroad for many years. My uncle had visited us once in New York when I was all too young to remember, and half a dozen times in Lausanne, where we had lived for most of my life so far. He had not been at ease with children, or perhaps I had not been at ease with uncles. Now my father's employers had transferred him to a position in head office in West London. "Putting me out to grass," my father told my mother. At the time I had no idea what the phrase meant, but I was captivated by the idea of my father standing in a paddock and kneeling down now and then to munch the fresh pasture. I could see his grey head and his broad pinstriped back directly in front of me now. My elderly mother stood beside him, wearing a formal high-necked dress of midnight blue. If you met my parents for the first time, you would judge them as elegant, if somewhat chilly, and I'm not sure that further acquaintance would have modified this impression. They were very private. They had none of the bonhomie that some expatriates displayed on returning home to England, a form of insecurity, as the newcomers struggled to rediscover their place in the social order, unconscious of the fact that society was changing so fast, they might as well have just stepped out of a time machine. My father always took a perverse pride in describing his line as late developers, of which I was a prime example, not having been born until both my parents were well into their 40s. They had been slow to marry, late to parenthood, and now it seemed doubtful whether they would make anything of their retirement. But they were Fryans and therefore had long ago chosen obscurity over insecurity as their distinguishing feature.